time to talk all things Northern Heights football. As joined at this hour is head coach Payne Hines. Coach, first off, congratulations on the first win of the season last week. If I'm not mistaken, 48-0 win over Hartford. How did that feel for you and your players, your team, to pick up that win?
Well, a win always feels better than a loss, but I think it gave us some confidence that we do some good things, but there's still a lot of growing to do. We are so close to being a good team, we got to keep cleaning up the little things that we still make mistakes on that turn in, clean up our turnovers mostly.
How pleased were you with your defense with pitching a shutout last week?
Well, in my 4 years of head coaching, I think that's the first goose egg we've gave somebody. So that's a goal we finally reached. It's been a goal for the last couple of years, and we achieved it. So I was pretty proud of our defense. Defensively, we were sound. I was pretty impressed the way we played defensively the other night.
And then offensively, who had a big night for you last week?
My quarterback, Cooper Woodrow, he had a couple scores, and there's more than one. Leo DeDonder scored on a pass. Kelton Bish had a big defensive game on that defensive end. I don't know how many tackles he had, but he played tough the other night. A lot of good things the other night, but there's still a lot of things to work on. I think in the first half we fumbled the ball three times, and then couldn't get a snap under center, and it turned into a fumble. It's that sort of stuff that we have to clean up if we want to play with competitive teams. You can't have four turnovers in the first half. So that we've been preaching that all week and working on cleaning up our stuff. So I hope we're ready for tonight.
And you take on Flint Hills. Talk about the challenge of that.
Oh, they run the option very well. They got a running back, number 25, runs the ball super hard. Their quarterback is good about attacking the DN on the option and making the DN tackle him. And I think our goal is to keep 25 in between the tackles when we can, and keep the ball out of his hands because he's our hardest runner. And then defensively, it's they've got 25 is a good defensive player, number 20 is a good defensive player. Getting our offensive lined up and trying to get them out of position. There are some things we should be able to do offensively that worked last year and should work this year, but I've been preaching to the boys all week just because we won this game last year. Flint Hills was a young team. They had a lot of sophomores playing and a lot of juniors, so I think they only had four seniors last year, and they had 38 kids total, and the bulk of them were sophomores and juniors last year, so now they're juniors and seniors, and I've been telling the boys, I guarantee them that Flint Hills has got better, so, and I believe we have too as a team, but don't go in thinking just because we won last year, it's going to be a win this year. It's going to be a dogfight tonight.
How important is it too to play a cleaner game? I remember the first couple of games, you had some penalties that really hurt you, things like that. How important is it to clean those up tonight?
Oh, it's very important. We can't have the personal fouls. The aggressive personal fouls are okay, but the running of our mouth and attacking on 15 more yards to a 10-yard holding call, that can't happen tonight. We mostly cleaning up what you just said, some of the personal fouls we've had in the first couple of games. Last week wasn't as bad, but we still got to work on. If somebody is getting us worked up, we've got to walk away. And so it's always the second person that gets caught on the field. That's what I've been preaching. There's stuff that happens on the football field, and you can only control what you can control, so we need to control ourselves. We clean it up tonight, and we give ourselves a chance to come out with the W.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in tonight's game. We'll talk next week.
Yep, I appreciate it.
That is Payne Hines, head football coach at Northern Heights. This has been brought to you by Mel's Tire and Equity Bank.